USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The Delta variant is accounting for 99% of COVID-19 cases worldwide. The World Health Organization reported that nearly all of the up to 900,000 COVID-19 cases sequenced over the last 60 days originated from the Delta strain. During a press conference Tuesday of black leaders opposing President Joe Biden's Build Back Better agenda, Jonathan Alexander, senior counsel for government affairs at the Liberty Council, claimed Biden's plan is an overreach of government in Americans' lives.
Well, it's because progressives are jealous of liberty. They're envious of your freedom. It hates the fact that you, American, have overcome and have achieved on your own. It dislikes the fact that you haven't needed handouts.
Alexander says, no thank you. Keep your Build Back Better yourself. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
House Republicans obtained whistleblower documents showing the FBI used the counterterrorism unit to add threat tags to parents raising concerns about critical race theory to school boards. This contradicts Merrick Garland's sworn October testimony before Congress.
Any circumstance in which the Patriot Act would be used in the circumstances of parents complaining about their children, nor can I imagine a circumstance where they would be labeled as domestic terrorism.
The whistleblower provided an FBI email dated October 20th, one day before Garland testified before Congress, sent on behalf of the FBI's assistant director and the assistant director for the criminal division.
You can see the longest partial lunar eclipse in hundreds of years this week. Friday's eclipse will last 3 hours, 28 minutes, and 23 seconds, marking it the longest in centuries. You can learn more at space.com. From the West Coast of USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A new poll says that more Americans are paying attention to political news right now than usual for a non-presidential election year. This year's Gallup poll says 38% of American adults are paying attention to the news, up from 36% in 2017. For President Biden's first year in office, 45% of Republicans say they're following political news closely, compared to 40% of Democrats. COVID pills are aiming for FDA approval.
Pfizer is seeking emergency use authorization from the FDA for its pill designed to fight COVID-19. The pharmaceutical giant saying clinical trial data was given to regulators. Pfizer noting if it's authorized, the pill could be prescribed for high-risk folks to take home when the first signs of COVID appear. This comes after Pfizer announced an agreement that will allow a generic version of the pill to be given to nearly 100 countries around the world. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Actor Daniel Baldwin defended his actor brother Alec Baldwin following last month's deadly shooting on the set of the Western movie Rust. Daniel Baldwin, 61, claimed that his 63-year-old brother bears no responsibility for the incident, adding that Alec was crushed by the on-set shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Daniel Baldwin said he was shocked by the violations of firearms safety protocols in Santa Fe County, New Mexico. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.